I don't know. But I will tell you, you cannot be gay and you cannot bring a vibrator or a dildo. Fuck that place. That place is not the greatest place, because why can't I bring my toys, bitch? Agreed. Why can't I be gay? Why can't I be gay there? Oh, I can't be gay there? I don't need to be there.
Yeah.
I don't care how blue the waters are or how clean the sand is. Your place is trash.
Wait, gay is a crime?
It's a crime.
We can be arrested.
No. If I go in, like, have like a, one of those little huts with a girlfriend, I would have to be like, this is my cousin and we're like family and we don't want each other.
Oh my. Hey, Nico.
Hey, Con.
I love you.
I love you.
No homo.
A little bit of homo for me.
Just a little?
Just a smidge. From two guys who were never part of the Boys Club, we want to welcome you to ours.
Welcome to Boys Club.
This is our podcast.
About boys.
And about other things.
Like their clubs.
And the things we were a part of.
Hockey.
And we're not a part of.
Bagels.
Wait, did you say we were a part of hockey?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither. Welcome to the club, boys.
Grab a bagel.
Connor's like, what do boys eat?
My feelings.
Hey, Con.
Hi, Nico.
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking. Should I get right into my boys' clubs?
Yeah. Do you want to start with my boys' club is going to be the Eras Tour movie.
Oh, let's start.
Since we saw
that.
You want to start there. So we saw the Eras Tour movie on Saturday with a former guest of the pod, Sabrina Breyer. Shout out.
We've made a lot of plans on this podcast. This is the only one that we ever followed through.
It's
on.
Literally true.
We told someone we were going to see Sweeney Todd the musical.
Didn't we?
It was some musical we were supposed to see.
I don't remember.
We're like, we can't afford that.
Yeah, that's true. And we've said we were going to go to the beach with people. We didn't really do that.
Never did that.
But we did go to the Eras Tour movie, and that was a boys' club in that it was like, I mean, only the Swifties of the Swifties are going to this.
Was it quiet the whole time or did it get louder?
It was kind of like low key. Like, I feel like people weren't really into it. Oh,
I was so into it. Are you kidding me?
I meant the people around us weren't as into it as I thought. I thought people were going to be on their feet. Like, I was a little bit like, ugh, I don't want to be standing for 3 hours. I want to sit. So I actually enjoyed.
I almost brought a blanket. I was like, we're not dancing.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to. So I'm glad the crowd didn't demand that. But, what was I saying? Oh, the sound was low.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted them to, like, blast
I wanted it. To go deaf.
Yeah.
I wanted Taylor to scream at me.
I want the experience of Eras Tour.
Yeah.
Every time she has to say something, though, that's not her singing, it's like...
It's no, like, no, hey, no, 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 you no, don't no. need to talk, ever. And that's... and it's beautiful.
We're here to silence women on Boys Club. Only speak if you're singing. No, but she just, like... That's just not her vibe.
She's not good
her
at talking.
Quippy
aside, she's not a good talker. She's the poet laureate of her time.
Oh my god! I mean, she's an amazing lyricist. I think you can't deny she's got hits on hits on hits. I mean, she's just very selling out arenas. Like, she's very successful. But
yeah, I love her so much.
Doesn't need to be doing jokes in between the songs.
I know. I also was like, I'm glad I didn't pay money to go. I love Taylor. I got what I needed out of that AMC theater.
Well, you know? The nice thing was we got to go right home. We didn't have to wait for a billion dollar Uber at MetLife Stadium. No, thank you.
I got what I needed out of that.
Yeah. But I was like, it was funny to sit there with all the people that were in there. It was like, because these are like the girlies, like Swifties are going to see the film in person.
I know. And like, I just think Swifties will run the world one day because one of them was kind of, it's not good to fight with people who are working. But she was like, can you turn it up in there?
Oh, that at one point, yes.
And it's like, I don't think he makes
somebody
decisions.
Goes, can you turn it up? Like, and then a bunch of people started chanting that. And you and I were both like, oh, no, we do not want to piss these girls off. They are powerful in numbers. They're powerful in numbers.
They really are.
The, one thing that has been sweet, though, is because I coach little kids soccer. A lot of the little girls are going to see the Eras movie. And I was like, hey, me too. So now we have something in common, so that's nice.
That, yeah.
Something to talk about.
My mom told me that it was going to be, I don't know if this is my mom, but she was like, well, she was going to do it to streaming, but kind of was like, oh, people want to see me in groups. And I was like, that's a capitalist decision. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, she can make more money. Yeah.
Money, mom.
I did say the tickets were $22, which is like her favorite number, right?
You know, and it could have been 13, you know, because it's also her favorite number.
I was just thinking
the
other day,
not gonna pay the bills.
Whoever is doing like the little Easter eggs for like all these little puzzles that she has going must be the same person who's doing QAnon. It's so intricate. It's like this. It's crazy.
I know. She's a mastermind, as the song says.
She's a mastermind. She's a mastermind.
Okay, my boys club, is. I'm not trying to be. Okay, I have two. The first one is, I don't think that short people should be able to have umbrellas. And I've told you this.
Uh huh.
It is a safety hazard. And then also, if all the tall people have umbrellas, that's as if the short people have umbrellas. And that's Reaganomics. Because if there's
famously
enough,
works Reaganomics. I will agree with you here that I think it is disappointing as a human race that we have not figured out how to deal with the rain better than just umbrellas. I think that every time it rains, I feel like I'm not prepared, even if I have a rain jacket and a rain umbrella. Like,
and it was like, I'll be getting wet, and that's fine.
I don't know. I'm like, can we not come up with anything better? I don't know.
And then my other worst clip is
a call to the scientists out there.
A call to the boy scientists.
To action. I'll tell all our boys at home.
Thrift stores that are really nice all for 11 months of the year. And then for 1 month of the year, they're like, you should come here for Halloween clothes. And it's like, don't diminish your brand. They're like, if you want to dress like.
I haven't seen this.
Yes. Okay. There's this thrift store I walk by every day on my way to work on Third Ave called Cure Thrift.
Yes.
Very glamorous. A credenza in there is like $4,000. And I was like, okay, did Prince Harry own it? Like $4,000. And now they're like, oh, you can dress like a dead woman. And it's like, if your clothes were already giving dead woman, don't point it out. Like, don't. There's no other business that would be like dressed like a scary thing with our product.
Oh, that's funny. So they're like, oh, okay. They're completely, they're kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
A clown.
Got it.
It's like, no, J. Crew would never.
Oh, yeah. They would not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah,
would
yeah.
never
Let people
diminish
piece that together
it.
Themselves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I hear that. That's funny. Boys, we have an excellent guest today. We're so excited to have her. She was on our first ever live show 2 years ago.
You're very important to our history.
Very important to our history. We'll get into it. She has a solo show called How to Start a Fire on December 9th at
Union Hall.
At Union Hall. You should definitely go see it. It's amazing. Please welcome Sydney Washington.
Yeah. Hey, boys. What's up?
What's up? So you were on our first ever show. That we ever did.
Do you know this?
The full circle of it all. Yeah,
I know.
No, I remember it. It was packed out and it was very fun. And
thank you.
Y'all were really funny. And, you know, sometimes you go to someone's first show and they're new in comedy and you're like, I don't know how this is going to go.
For sure.
But y'all cranked it up. It was a solid lineup and everybody had a blast. And that's what I love for me.
Yeah.
And I love that for y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
2 years ago for Friday, we sold 12 tickets.
Wait, what?
For our show on Friday, we sold 12 tickets.
Stop it.
We got
Wait.
2 days.
It'll
we got
be 2 days.
We have a show. No. We have a show this Friday.
Wait, hold
it shouldn't
on.
Diminish us. People do come day up. But
that
like,
is homophobic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. What the fuck is that about? Where are they going?
Where is everybody?
What are they doing?
I know. What better are you doing to kick off Halloween weekend?
You know what? Okay, that's the thing. It is Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
And I will say there are comedy shows that are happening that's like Halloween theme. But it takes a certain person that's like, I want to sit in a costume.
No, I told
and
you this.
Watch comedy.
And
no,
that's
literally.
Not the person that we want to come to our show because they will still not be the center of attention.
Exactly.
Like, no.
Exactly. You
that
don't
is
want
such a
that.
Good point. Yeah. But we'll figure it out. We got
if
two
we're
days.
Doing Halloween, I want to do Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't want to make all these other stops
yeah.
before we get to really turn it up in no. my, you know, Miss Muffet costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Because somebody was like, yeah, our producers were like, oh, maybe people can come in costumes. I was like, but our show's at 7. It's like, when are they going to get off work, go right to put their costume on, do
no.
all that?
And someone that comes in a costume, they're going to heckle you. They're going to heckle us.
Well, because so they've true. Been drinking since noon.
Yeah. Yeah. They took the day off.
Yeah.
Okay. These
we
are serious
want,
people.
We want, the best audience is a bunch of losers who are kind of introverted. They read, like
yeah.
they're
yeah.
quiet.
Good
that's
laughers.
What you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Not going to heckle.
But you came. And so at the beginning, all the people would always cancel on us. Jared Goldstein canceled on us 9 times. And
no.
No, he didn't.
Now,
Jared,
now dear friend of ours.
Then at the end of our show, you walk in a giant coat. And we look at each other. We're like,
we made it. We
we're
made
like,
it.
You were like, I was napping.
It was coat season. And I came
yeah.
in a black
a
and white coat.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm keeping the coat on and we're telling jokes.
Hell yeah. No, I just remember we looked at each other and we were like, we did it. We made the show happen. Like, thank God. But
yeah.
It was like, you were like a beacon of light that entered the,
yeah.
entered
it was
Club
so
Comedy.
Good. The energy was all the way to the roof and you had a good crowd and y'all are funny. So again, I'm going to keep saying that, like, just because a comedy show is happening does not mean comedy is there in the room.
True, true.
You
and
know?
People don't always realize that.
They don't. They don't, especially in this day and age. It's just
yeah.
people don't understand the stress that's on to
yeah.
be like authentically funny.
Yeah.
And not pander.
Yeah, because it's so like, I don't know, because so many people do and they get rewarded for it. And it's like, that's not... That's,
you're going to do what's going to
yeah.
get you what you think you want. But then there comes a point in your career or just a moment in your set where you're like, are they laughing at me or with me?
Totally.
And then when you do that flip, you're like, Oh, this is trash. I gotta stop.
No, totally.
I'm gonna go work at the DMV because that's where I have fucking integrity
and respect.
Yeah. Power.
Every time we're, but honestly, if they're laughing, it's like, is it because I call myself a faggot?
Yeah.
Or is it, are you green?
Yes.
Uh-huh. True.
Literally. Like, he is a faggot.
Yeah. And you're like, that's homophobia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are laughing at it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but they're paying bills. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not
I
all mean, the bills, yeah. but some
we
of
We were just laughing last night talking about how these comedy shows are paying our bills.
Oh, my God. It's so scary because it's just like, there was a point where like, you know, I don't need this. And then you're like, no, I'm gonna have to pave the streets and just do this. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
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 Have you, what was your other boys club? Have you seen the Eras Tour movie or do you care about Taylor Swift?
I'm going to go on the record and say I'm not interested. And I do think her fans, if you're going to build a fan base, that's how you do it. You want people who have, eggs frittata as brains and you need somebody to be like, they can do no wrong and I'm showing up and I'm paying any type of money. The thing is with my, I don't even want to call them fans, but just people who support me, they have self-awareness, they're rational, they have thoughts and there's sometimes they're like, nah, that ain't it. That ain't it. They're not always with me and that keeps me grounded and makes me work harder. Taylor Swift fans, they don't know nothing about that.
Oh, not at all.
Not a damn thing. And I'm sorry, babies. Y'all are cute. I love y'all down. Y'all look good. Y'all are fun. Y'all, you know, y'all dress up. Y'all look, you know, y'all, the assignment is always done properly for Taylor, but I just want y'all to have a little bit of sense. There's none happening.
What are your fans called? Washingtonians.
I would never. I would never. I respect the people who follow me too much to label them this whole thing.
Yeah, they're individuals.
Individuals.
And that's why I know, I don't know if I'll make it because I just, there's an amount of respect that I have for the people who are listening to me that I'm like, I can't do this to them. And in order to be, like, have stardom, you have to throw that in the trash.
Yeah, you have to have a cult following.
You have to have a cult following, and you're like, by any means necessary.
Yeah.
Okay? Malcolm X, like, you're just like, it does not matter. Why do you care about, hey, these people paid $4,000 for my tickets, and now they might not eat next week?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, why am I caring about that? Go on Ticketmaster, get scammed.
Yeah.
Yes. Now you got to buy more tickets because Ticketmaster has also scammed you. Yes, yes, yes. And like, sleep at night.
Yeah.
TT, good for you.
Good for you.
I'm happy for her.
Jen Wagley, we were talking about like how much of success is marketing and how much is talent. I don't think it's an original idea, but it is true. It's like how much is like, I'm building a brand.
And it's strategy. It's strategy.
It's the worst. It makes me want to like just like smash my head against the wall anytime. Yeah, like thinking about that kind of stuff.
Well, listen, I grew up in the most infamous time, Y2K moment, and we were seeing the groundwork of like strategy and, you know, brands, but it just felt so effortless that you're like, oh, I don't even know that this is happening. But now we see it and we know the moves and we know that, oh, you paid $20,000 for PR. Yeah, we see, we get it. And like, it's just so nerve-wracking because it's like, oh, damn, I not only have to like be good, look good, I gotta be nice to people.
But
how can I be nice to people when I'm hemmed up in a corner going things in my head like, so are you good? Do you deserve this? Oh, you look a mess. Wait, you know you gained like 10 pounds. You know that, right? Oh my God, my friends won't return my phone calls. Are they mad at me? Like, you have to do all that and be nice to these vapid people outside who have no boundaries.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And like, and with like fans and stuff, I feel like also because more people are like, because like you're saying, we're seeing influencers and comedians and whoever who are like, have this, they're growing their own fan base, like with social media and stuff like that. We see that like you reap what you sow. Like if you put out a bunch of crowd work clips, that's everybody comes to your show, they're just going to heckle you.
Yeah.
Or like you're going to just get like this kind of like weird little fan base that comes together. That's like something I don't trust about the way that you can like blow up and get like big numbers on social media. It's like sure, maybe, okay, let's say you get 100K overnight. It's like those people didn't like slowly really get into your work.
No.
And like really care about you and what you're doing. They just like liked one clip of yours and decided to follow you.
Yeah.
100,000 times over. You're not going to sell any tickets. Like, I just like don't understand. I don't know. Like,
well,
I just.
Okay, but let's get, because the listeners have to be like, when do we get involved? So like TikTok, it's anybody in there, it's a fair game for anyone and everybody, like people who work at the post office, Starbucks girl, like bitch on a train. Like there's all these people who are now like using the platform to get, what are you selling?
Yeah.
Like there's no scripts involved. You don't want an act. You have no products. You're just like, yeah, fans, like listen to me. So now we're so skewed as performers and people who are like art. Girl, you're not fucking Andy Warhol. You're not Jackson Pollock. Yeah. We are not the Mariahs and the Janet Jacksons. We're just not. But that because we grew up in that sense, we're like, yeah, art. That is out the fucking window. Do you know me? Are you listening? Like why? And then it's like we've come in a time where like now it's either you overthink everything or you have no thoughts and you're just like post.
Yeah.
And it's like, I care about my people too much.
Yeah.
I care about my peers and I care about the people who are on my page. And it's like, what am I trying to put out? I'm just joy.
Yeah.
Let's not, it's not that serious. Why are we caring? Like, and who am I to project like righteousness? A bitch has done meth like on multiple occasions. Like who the fuck am I? And so now I'm just like, yo, are we having fun? We're not having fun.
Yeah.
So now it's like, I'm going outside.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going outside. I'm putting my phone out. I'm going outside.
Literally, I miss when Instagram was fun. It's the long gone are the days when it was fun.
Yeah.
I'm just like, unless I'm on Close Friends, sorry, I'm not having fun.
Yeah. When I used to go to the clubs, and you know, that's where I used to live, it was such a safe time because people were doing out of control shit. Out of control. Like I worked at a club and the bartender was literally doing cocaine off of a knife.
Oh my God.
A knife. And the light, like there was lights near him. And imagine if somebody had pulled out a phone.
Yeah.
And then was like, we're doing this on TikTok. The shame.
Yeah.
The horror.
It's up there forever.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, what a I'm so blessed to have done all of the reckless, nasty, dumb, just like, ugh, you should be ashamed of yourself shit. And now I'm like, I've changed.
Did you work? You worked in nightlife?
Yes, I do. who worked at One Oak?
She's the craziest person I've ever met.
How do you know her?
She's a spin instructor. I think she got fired, though.
I believe it.
She would start every class, swear to God. She'd be like, a lot of you know me from TV. She was on one season of Long Island Princess.
Yeah.
No one knows her from TV. I had to Google it. There's barely any information.
No, but legend. To work at One Oak, that was like that. If you are New York, if you are nightlife royalty, to walk into One Oak, no problems. The door girl letting you in, not rolling her eyes, being like, just getting that. That's how you know you're like, I have made it.
Wow.
And nothing can shake me.
Whatever status you just described, I didn't know about until
you
now.
You don't know.
No,
yeah. People don't know. It's so niche.
Where
it's
is
so
it?
Niche. It was on 17th on the west side, like, cool. You know, between like 9th and 10th or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I know y'all were going to ask about the boys club or whatever, but to be, that was something that I was a part of, like top tier nightlife in New York City in the, you know, 2012 to 2000 and, you know, 18, superior.
Wow.
Nothing was better. Nothing was better. And it's sad because the kids will never know. They will never experience. You think you're having fun. You're not. You're miserable. You're too self-aware. You are thinking that you look like mess. We would walk in a mess. We walk in a mess and be like, we own the city.
Mm-hmm.
They can never, ever, ever know what that feeling is like.
Wait, do you think social media ruined nightlife?
Social media ruined people, which therefore ruined the nightlife. Because I feel like nightlife is basically, it is curated, but is a reflection of the culture at the time. Mm. And when I was going, music was good. It was great. It was like, we are going there. I'm going to break my back tonight because I'm on a banquette. I'm blacked out. Like, you don't know what that is now. Like, when people are in a corner, like, they threw up, you're like, oh, this is sad. But when people, like, threw up in the club, when you're like, oh, that bitch, she did it. She was having a good old time. She did what the club is supposed to do.
Are you describing, like, 2013 EDM progressive, like, that house?
No, I'm talking about Little John. Yeah. Rick Ross, yeah. Usher, Diddy, yeah. Sierra. Like, yeah. You know, even, you know, Paris Hilton had Stars Was Blind. Like, there was, like, bops, constant yeah. bops, constant, like, fuck, oh, my God, the DJ's not letting up. And, yeah. like, EDM now is... I'm too sober for it.
Yeah.
But that you would go listen to that music after you went to the regular club. Yeah. There would be afties. You go listen to EDM after 3 a.m. Why are you doing that at fucking midnight? You started too early. You're too early. Or you have to go specifically to Miami or Ibiza for that.
Okay, Sid, this girl used to start her class, and now it all makes more sense. She was a spin teacher, and she'd start class. And
Casey, yes.
Just a bunch of moms. Yeah, yes. Like a bunch of moms who want to be her.
Yes.
But it's like, that's not what this class is for. No. She'd be like, the first 5 minutes would be like, I used to work in nightlife.
Oh, that's like how she's starting
intense.
It off?
Yeah.
Oh, bitch, intense. I live. You guys just don't know. You had to be there. I used to go to this club called Stereo, and it was in like on 28th on the West Side or whatever. What do you call that area? Is that Chelsea? That's still Chelsea, right?
I think so.
Like, first of all, to get in there, it was a nightmare. But when you would get in there, there's like Russell Simmons' daughters are there, like Angela Simmons, like all the like socialites, everybody is there having like PR people, Lizzie Grubman. Like it was like you just literally had to be there. Like, you know how they had the Hills, and then mm-hmm. what was the show that when they did it in New York? There's the Hills, and then there's
Lauren Conrad came here.
Yes,
yeah.
Came here. Like, what they were trying to project on TV, they were trying to be like what was actually yeah. happening at that time.
Yeah.
And so you would go in.
I think it was called The City.
Maybe.
They never got
creative. It was corny. It was obvious. It was like obvious. Like, yeah. And Downtown, like that was probably the name.
I tried to intern for Lo Bosworth. You know her?
Yes, she's really good friends with Greta Titelman. They had a podcast together. You know,
yes,
she's that bitch.
Did.
She's that girl. She's wellness now and all that. And
she's wellness now.
She's wellness
now. She has a vitamin company.
She's health and wealth and like it's an live, laugh, outfitters. Love. Like, yeah, no.
I think her company's called Love Wellness.
Yeah, makes sense. Totally. Totally. But you would walk into those places and you would be like, I want to be a part of these tables. And the tables would be promoters and then obviously the losers that are buying bottles. But it's different because at that time, bottle culture was different because it's like, no. We only want the cool people in this, but they're going to make the club look good. So yeah. they have no money. No one is spending a dime. Everyone looks good. Promoters have abs. They're sleazy. They just fed these girls like one sushi roll. At like 20 girls are sharing at Sushi Samba. Like,
oh God.
Fucking a rainbow roll. And now we're at the club and we're drinking vodka cran until the club close.
Why? What, does this exist at all anymore? Is
no,
it over?
No.
Really?
I've been to the clubs. It will never happen. It's not happening. The people, I'm sorry, y'all are not fun. Y'all are not fun. You're not having fun. You're never going to know what fun is because you're too busy taking a picture. We had to pull out an actual camera to take a photo. Bitch, who got time for that? That's messing up the vibe.
Yeah.
We would take the pictures in the beginning and then be like, we're putting the camera away.
Right.
And now we're dropping ass now.
Okay, and you don't have to worry about the $3 bill, though.
$3 bill is good. $3 bill is gay.
I was like, I knew the gay people
were
keeping
it up. It's so gay. It's so gay. It's good. But gay culture is different.
Yeah.
Like straight club culture will never, it will never touch gay club, nightclub.
Yeah.
Because like gay nightclub is like, was all about dance and all about celebration and having fun and doing G and getting fucked up. And then the ambulance come and you're like, we're still partying. Like they've been doing that. And it never looked messy.
Yeah.
Now it's like, again, like, I just think that we're all warped. We're seeing too much. We wouldn't know. Like we would actually have to go somewhere and experience to know. Now we would see it online. We've never been a part of it. Now we think we know. You don't know.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just enjoy. Enjoy while you're sitting on the toilet looking at gay people dance and Vogue. Now everybody's voguing. Yeah. You don't know what the fuck a vogue until you've been G'd out somewhere in a club in Miami. You don't know what voguing is. Yeah. You don't.
I feel like too with like the, yeah with like phones and stuff and social media, like no, just generally people don't know how to make mistakes like in person, like no. Like where you're like you're saying, it's like if you saw something happening at a club, you're like, oh my god, that person just embarrassed themselves. I'll never do that. But like,
yeah,
part of me feels like you should have to like embarrass yourself a little bit to understand, like to really understand, like here's what I will or won't do in my life.
People are too judgmental. You know what I mean? Now,
yeah,
people are just too judgmental.
Way
like,
too
we
judgmental.
Just, we just had so much fun. We would go to like the Hamptons, and you know, to do K at 3 p.m. the like on an overcast day, like it, the sun is not out and it's just cloudy, and so people can see the rings around. No one was taking photos. People were literally just enjoying and just looking at. That's a mess. That's a mess over there. And then you look to your right, another mess. Everyone's a mess, and we're enjoying the moment. And I'm not saying like drugs make or break a party, but I just feel like people are just too busy about what other people are doing to actually like have a vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was a part of that world. And I'm sure
I love that.
I'm sure there's pictures of me with like fucking ring around my nose and just embarrassing, and my bangs are like on one side of my head. Yeah, I know that they're that, but I know that that's not going to surface because where everybody's phone has been cleared or
yeah,
lost,
yeah,
or like it was on a BlackBerry, non-existent. You know, like
yeah,
I can
know, it's
wake
like, why
up.
Why are the
every-
cameras so good on these phones? I don't think it should be like that.
It shouldn't. It should be pixelated.
Yeah,
it should be
yeah,
pixelated. Yeah, yeah. You should be. It should kind of be blurry. Where you're like
unidentifiable.
I don't know. Is that Bigfoot? Like I don't know.
Well, now we spend more money to get a shitty, like to get an old camera to take a shitty photo to like give the vibe that it's like, oh, this is an old vibe.
Now
we're
all getting the old, but you guys still want to look good. That's the problem. Yeah. Everybody wants to look the way they're perceived. It's just like it's too at the top of your brain.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, we used to wear fucking the ugliest boots and then throw a sweater on top. And it's not even cold. Like skirts, layered, like eyeliner, no eyebrows, like shimmery, wet and wild shadows. Like we were bad. Nothing looked good.
Yeah.
So the kids are trying to bring that shit back, but still. Like,
look good. Yeah.
You know how to contour. Get the fuck out of here. You're not doing Y2K right.
Yeah. Somebody was saying that there was, like, a study. Or I don't know if it was whatever. I don't know what the source is on this. But apparently, like, Americans don't smile as much in photos anymore because they're trying to look hot.
I don't until I get veneers.
I know.
I want to get veneers, too.
You both have beautiful teeth.
I
no.
want to be a part of that club.
But you do have beautiful teeth. Yeah. I want veneers.
You both
I want
have beautiful teeth.
Someone
yeah.
was like, if we all get veneers, we'll all have the same smile. It's like, yeah, a perfect smile. I don't understand.
No, but I do understand what they're saying, because when you go to LA, that's all they have, and you can
Uncanny
just see
Valley.
Their smile. It hurts for them to smile. They're smiling because they're like, I paid $50,000, you have to see my smile.
I'm still paying the smile off.
But the smile Every is month. Not within. They're not, it's not, it's like a robot. It's like AI of a smile.
Yeah.
I know, I want them so bad. I went to the dentist
Me
for
too.
The first time
Me
nine
too.
Years this weekend. I
How was it?
They said, for not coming for 9 years. I have no cavities.
What?
Which is a miracle.
I offered you a tissue
nerd.
Pop.
Nerd, you're a fucking nerd.
I deserve a cavity. Yeah. I don't know what it is. God was like, we're going to give you a bunch of things, but not cavities.
You have so many Tootsie Pops.
So many
so
Tootsie
you
Pops.
So you have a tons of candy, but you just
don't
have. You don't
smoke cigarettes
have.
A lot, but you every once in a while
do. Because I make my mom sad.
Okay, sorry.
But sometimes I do smoke a cigarette. I'm a grown man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When my grandfather died of lung cancer, my family got really weird about cigarettes. They got like weird about them.
You have
and
been
like,
sober
well,
for so long. Because occasional...
you know what that means? It has to happen to you for you to actually care.
And it was like, he died at the perfect age, 71. And it was like, he was so happy. He was always a hefty guy. And then he had chemo, got really thin. And they're like, he has Connor's notes and he's been slimmed out. Yeah. I lived here when I was 20 years old in 2014 and I paid $40 to get into Slate, New York.
Oh, you know that, wait, the sports bar club?
Yes!
Like, oh man. They, in the scams that were happening then, it kind of like was worth it. But like, if you pay to get into a club now, like, they're literally robbing you.
Well, what I was worried about after I got in, I was like, I paid $40 to get in. Then I looked around and I was like, are you guys even 18?
Yeah.
I was like, did everyone pay $40? Are these children?
Yes.
And now we have sometimes a comedy show there.
Oh, I know. They host
horrible.
A show there. Bad.
But
children
being in a club at that time, it was like, yeah, we're all kids. But now it's like,
we
have to leave.
Yeah.
We have to leave. We don't. Being 18 or like 19 then, there was something, there was this more of like, this was a cool matureness that's like not like mature, like, oh, you grown, I can like have sex with you. It was just like, no, you know about the times, and you know, you probably have a pack of, you know, Newports in your bag, and
yeah,
you know where the coolest drug dealers are, and you know where like you're yeah. friends with the DJ, and there was this, you felt like they were in control. I do not think the kids are in control or know anything now, but they have all the access. They have all the access, and they think that they do not.
Yeah.
They do not at all.
I agree with that. And it almost feels like it's like because everything's online and they can access so much through their phones and not through real life experiences, mm-hmm. they feel like they have more of a grasp on things.
No.
It's like you've actually never lived.
You do not know.
So you don't know.
And
yeah.
you, have you heard the conversations? Do you overhear
oh, yeah.
them? My ears are bleeding. I'm not, yeah. no offense, kids. Like, you're, I'm an ancient, I'm an oracle. Yeah. I'm bitch. What do you think? You're right. I'm disgusting. I'm that person. But I'm listening to y'all on the train. I'm listening to you guys outside of Joe and the Juice. And it hurts because it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, because, you know, I really wanted to tell her about herself, but, like, I just wanted her to be. What? What? Are you a friend?
Brene Brown.
What the fuck? Tell her that she looks crazy and go back in the house and rethink her life.
Yeah.
Be a friend.
Yeah, and that's, you're describing, so like, New Yorker teenagers.
Yeah.
It's going to be worse everywhere else.
I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure. I felt bad for a lot of the, like, youths during the pandemic. I don't want to blame your emptiness on you. I'm gonna yeah. say, hey, you know, COVID really took away a lot of years and a lot of experience, and you know, you were on your laptops learning through yeah. you know, Zoom. So yeah, the trauma is real, and
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but it's time. We have to put a pin in that.
Yeah.
And we have to do.
We have to move on.
We have to do things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to a song that referenced COVID and I got really upset about it.
Noah Kahan.
No. I was like, man.
Stop. What?
Stop.
So yeah.
Stop it.
I will say, even with, like, you know, with the little kids that I coach, like, in soccer, mm-hmm. like, any of them who, like, I can't tell because I don't have enough childcare experience. Like,
yeah.
Every time I meet a teacher, I'm like, are all the kids this wild? Like, they all seem just like very misbehaved,
yeah,
just across the board. And I'm like, is it because they missed a couple like formative years to COVID? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird though.
No, because everyone is telling them that you are somebody, mm-hmm. and you can be this, and your yes. voice matters. And I let me tell you, I understand that rhetoric, and I that yes, give these kids confidence, but no, do not. Do not give them this much confidence, because
yeah.
they have too much access, and now they are making their own money.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like growing up, there was this sense of like, oh, I'm scared. They are not scared.
No, not
at
all.
They are walking out fully with their chest out, and they're like, yeah, hit me, bus.
Yeah.
I want to get hit. Also, I hate life. I want to die. Like, I don't get them.
I don't get it. I don't either.
I'm confused.
I was just thinking that last night, because the kids that I coach all live in Park Slope. So, generally speaking, most of them are incredibly wealthy. And mm-hmm. I was just like, all of these kids just act like as if nobody's ever even threatened to
yeah.
even think about hitting them or something. I was like, I don't know, just because obviously I don't think anybody should hit their kids, but like,
no,
I get spanked.
Don't hit them.
I got spanked as a child.
Let strangers hit them. You don't have to. If you go out in New York, when I was, oh man, I'm this bitch. It's just like in middle school, we take the train, and there was a time where they're like, for Halloween, they were like, oh, this is scary because this is going to be Blood's initiation, and there's going to be like these gang members that are trying to get in, people who want to be in the gang, so they're gonna like slice you with a razor. Or
Chicago, they always talk about
they were
that.
Doing that. Yeah, they're gonna put stuff in your candy, and we really was like on edge. And now kids are taking things from anybody. They're just on the street, and somebody has a mic, and they're like, want to talk for a sec? They're like, sure. It's like, no,
yeah.
you need to be scared. Like,
yeah.
bad things are happening. They're going to cut this up and make you look like a fucking fool.
Yeah.
Don't say yes.
Yeah.
You know?
When you were a kid, did your parents like look at your Halloween candy and be like,
parents,
no
LOL,
razor.
S with an S, L, how dare you, L okay. for me, that's a full L,
okay, brag.
Parents, S, no.
Did a parent be like, no razor in there,
yeah.
and then give it to you? I'd be like, sir, you did not
there
go through
was,
all of this.
That was such a, like, in early, I don't know, 2000s, they were like so
yeah.
hell-bent on the fact
yeah.
that we were going to get killed through the candy.
Yeah.
Like, that was such a moment.
Never was.
Never was.
Well, okay, so you could get killed through, with the candy, or, you know, they had the AOL like chats.
Yeah.
So it was
a lot of people
just going in these chats, talking to randos.
Sid, I'm gay.
Going.
You know, I know.
I know you know about the chats. They probably still have the chats. They still have the chats for the gay. But the chats are now just dating apps. That's all it is.
But now
it was like, before it was like, oh, we're all poly. We're all trying to talk and who's got the best line. And then like, meet me in this other room. And
it was very
wild.
You're too young for that, aren't you?
My parents were like not letting me be on the computer like that.
Wait, I was on the family desktop.
Yes. Oh my God. I had a compact Presario and my mom got it at PC Richards and Son, and we got a free printer with it and like one cartridge of ink. And like when my mom would go, my mom was a hard sleeper and I was like, I'm click, click, click real softly.
Yes.
And I'm like
so
up.
So soft so you can't be heard. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm up till like 3 o'clock in the morning talking to strangers, and then I would have to get up for school and be like, why do you look so haggard? Oh, you know, just living life. I actually met up with somebody from one of the chats.
Oh my God.
Bitch. Okay, so and that's what I'm talking about. Like, y'all, there is no thrill in these kids' lives anymore because you don't even know what it is to be like, I have no picture of this person. I don't know what they look like. We've been on the phone for weeks. The voice sounds good. I'm good. They're going to give me an address.
How old are you?
I was 15.
Gosh, go on.
I was 15.
And what did you know about this person before you met up with them?
He said he was tall.
They always do.
And he lived.
What are you like, tall?
Tall. And he lived in Brooklyn. And he had a sexy ass voice. He had an R&B voice.
Okay.
And I said, okay, he's got to be the one. And he gave me the address. And this is where the kids, I didn't have no fucking Google. I had to go to the train station, figure out on the map where this mofo lives, right? And then, when I tell you, I hate saying that it was like Oregon Trail to go find this dick. Like, I'm taking a train, then we're getting on a bus, then we're getting on a dollar van. This man lives so far into Brooklyn, I had to take a little van with a whole bunch of West Indians to get to his house.
Whoa.
He lived in a house. I will say that. He was not an apartment. It was a house. It was a house. Get there. He is 5'5". He is 5'5".
That is tall.
For 15? No, that's not. That's not.
He was 15 too.
I think he was like 17.
That's okay.
17.
Cool.
All right, at least he's still a child.
But I feel like
Sid, we didn't know where to place him.
No. I went there and it was like, yo, I've been duped. Yep. Like
anybody who's starting with tall, like you wouldn't even mention it if that was like a given.
Tall. Like I'm masculine.
Yeah. I go there as a gay guy, like, hi girl, what's up? Like
wow.
But do you see that? Like, that was literally a venture, and now people are just getting on the, hey, I'm gonna go meet up with this guy at the Bean and see how it goes. Like, they're not worried at all. Like, the whole time I'm on the train, on the bus, I'm like, I could die. I could fully die. Yeah. I could die.
And there's barely a trail.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's no tracker. There's no, like, the antennas was fucked up at that time. Like, there's no, where would I be?
Who? Yeah.
And this is when I didn't have enough minutes either.
Oh, that was
I didn't have enough minutes. So I'm going there, low minute. And then, they charge you extra if you go over your minutes. And
wait,
I'm,
just to talk?
Just to talk. You got daytime minutes and then you have anytime minutes.
Yeah.
And I had used up a lot of my daytime minutes because it's like, who the fuck are you talking to? I have friends. It's popular. What do you mean?
Of course.
I go all the way there and then I do it again. Then I meet up with another guy with a chat. But this time I tell him to come to my godmother's cookout.
Smart. Smart. Yeah.
That's actually romantic.
That's like, if he's going to murder, he's murdering all of us. Come kill us all. We're going to be dead like a family. So
we're all going down together.
Yeah.
This is going to be on the news.
Oh, exactly. Ooh, documentary style. So then he shows up. He's in like, what do you call those? Like newspaper boy hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a cock eye. He's got a cock eye. He's tall. He is my age. Like,
I thought you were going to be like, he's got a cock like a god.
No.
At the family picnic.
I don't know, like Forrest Whitaker or like Biggie Smalls. Yes. Like that one eye that's just doing its own thing.
Yeah.
He did not mention that on the phone.
No.
He never told me that.
You need to lead with that. And it's like, I think if you're bald, that's okay. You should have a hatless photo. So we just know. I just need to know.
Honestly, I didn't care if he didn't have hair. That eye.
Just get ahead of it.
That eye, you got to tell me about the eye. Yeah. You got to prep me for the eye. Because now my whole family is seeing you with this fucking eye. And I'm not being ableist or whatever. It's wrong. It's wrong to not say, hey, I have an eye that's not, it's not a pair. This eye is somebody else's eye. And it's like just rolling around on Molly. That you have to tell me that.
I know I did not know what a cock eye was.
I'm sorry.
Right now.
So no, then, so then my godmother meets him and she's like, he's interesting. She doesn't want to call him ugly. She's like, interesting. Interesting choice. And oh, who else? My mom. My mom thinks he's a cute guy. Oh, I like him for you. Because she knows. She knows this is not the guy for me. I want you with this guy.
Yeah.
This is not the looker.
Yeah.
This guy is going to stay with you.
It was
so bad. It was so bad.
The word stay with you is so dark because it's not even like tame you. Or
no.
Whatever. It's
stay with you.
It's like he's the darkest way to
He's going to be with you and he's not leaving because who's taking that eye? He's going to have to lie every time if he wants to be with somebody.
You
like
will
he did
not
me.
Lay awake at night wondering if he'll leave. And no, that's so cool.
No. Yeah. And so like...
He's looking in other directions, but he's not going. He's
exactly. Not going. So the kids are talking. So when people talk about dating now, I'm like, it is a breeze. Okay. You can verify this person.
Yeah.
You can find
their LinkedIn. You can find their Instagram.
You get their Instagram. They're linked to all these other. You could be like, hey, ask a whole group of people. Do you know this guy?
Yeah.
Back then, you were literally going just with the hope of the Lord. Like,
yeah.
I hope that this turns out right. At worst, he murders me. At best, he looks like shit. And that's it.
Literally.
Grindr is crazy in that way that people link their Instagram. So they'll like send you a picture of their butthole. And then you're like, we have 9 mutuals. And I just see you at your college graduation with your grandma. Yeah, it's just like your butt. It's just crazy.
And you know what the fucked up thing is? People just want followers. So that's why they're linking their shit to them. Because
they're
like,
I've thought about adding my Instagram for that reason.
That's it. They're like, hey, if we don't work out romantically, you're going to want to be my friend.
The reason I don't add it is because I don't want them to see my reels because then they'll know my voice is gay. And on Grindr, it's not gay voice. On Grindr, my voice is masculine.
Yeah,
you know
it's everybody's.
I mean?
Is your voice on Grindr?
Well, when I do like a voice, sometimes they're like, what are you up to? And I'm like,
oh, they do
like
voice memos.
Home, you know, you can send them like that.
Wait, why are we lying?
You would love
on
it because you love voice memos.
Yeah, your voice is beautiful.
Your voice is good.
Guys,
you have a great voice.
Guys, look, it is good for this. Do you know what I mean? It's different things.
Baby.
How are you guys doing? What are you guys up to later?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's real cool.
Oh, whoa. That actually is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm an actor.
That's pretty good. I love that.
If anybody's listening.
My voice changes. It changes to like, oh, this is for everybody to be like, the fuck, bitch? This is stupid. We got to get out of here right now. When you hear me say that, just know that I'm probably annoyed.
Yeah.
When I start talking like that, I'm annoyed fully. But when I'm like, yeah, so, okay. And people will say it's code switching. It's not for me. It doesn't feel like code switching. Like for the way I was like, yay, this for me is like, oh, you know, I'm just making sure that this is hitting, you know, anybody and everybody. But when I'm like, nah, see, you. This is where you fucked up. For me, that's just like, I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I'm in a bad place.
Yeah. I know. It's hard to be on all the time, too. Just with, like, the way that our jobs are, having to, like, be personable and friendly all the time. It gets so exhausting.
No. The thing is that and I think that a lot of comedians are leaning into this, actually don't like me.
Yeah.
Let me be so insufferable. And if you still like me after that, I know that you ain't shit. So why am I trying to give you this top of the line, the best of the best? You are trash because I'm clearly being fucked up in a mess.
Yes,
everything I'm saying is problematic. You love your lip. Yes, queen. Yes. Okay. So you're why will I construct a really well-crafted joke?
Yeah.
You're terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The way to get everything is to not want it, I've decided.
Yeah.
To not care.
Yeah. To not care.
In love, in career, be like, I don't care about anything. I don't want anything.
Yeah. I know.
Dates when you stop caring go great.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
That's
care
true.
About you.
Yeah.
Bye.
How have your dates been going?
Oh, shut up. What do you want?
No,
from?
I meant
Tell
for
us.
Real.
We want to know,
Wait,
bitch.
Dates,
what?
Here's the problem. I am incapable of emotional connection, and
That's
that is
not
hard.
Wait, true.
Hold on.
That's not yes, true.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're a New Yorker.
I am.
So that's your problem. We don't, what is that? It's like, we're getting on a train. We just need to get to where we need to go. We need to be where we need to be. And mm-hmm. I need to be the least amount of annoyed.
I know. So I was seeing this one man for 3 months who was really tall, and I really...
And he meant it.
He
really was tall.
6'8".
Ooh! And I like... Daddy!
Climbing trees.
What the fuck were you doing with that?
And he was a side, and I'm a side.
What's a side?
A side means I don't want to have penetrative sex, but I'll do all the other things. I'm done with penetrative sex. I want to eat dinner. And I'm not a top. I'm not aggressive in that sense.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not a top. And I'm a femme, and I want to like have top energy, but I don't want to have to do all the top stuff.
Yeah.
But also it's like, I want people to approach me, but for some reason I come off as straight. So I'm just not getting girls, and I'm getting all these young guys that are like, you can't be 30 over 35 because you don't have your life together. What? Well, that's the end that I'm just projecting, because I'm like, why else would this 21-year-old think he could fucking talk to me on the L train?
But that's because so many men are so entitled to feeling like they can say anything to anybody they want.
I think that goes back to your point earlier, and that young people have access, including to you. And that's fucked.
And they think they can just talk to whomever and say anything. Yeah.
I'm going to be sucking my teeth the whole rest of this fucking podcast, because I just don't get it. I am truly, even though I know... I'm cool. I'm easy to get along with. Like, I'm attractive. Like, my friends love me. I have all these, like, I'm smart. I'm talented. I have a list of these things. I'm a constant state of, nah. No.
Yeah.
No, I need to do better. No, nah, they wouldn't like me. Da, da, da. But someone to walk out and be like, this bitch in this nice coat, she looks clean, smells good. I am 21, going to go substitute teach somewhere or whatever. Why would
not even full time?
Not even not full. Even you don't even have a full
not
job.
Even benefits.
But you're gonna talk to me. What?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Are you on Raya?
I'm not on Raya. Marie Faustin, amazing
Shout
comedian
out.
And my best friend. She told me that to not do it because I have to pay money
$20 a month.
Yeah, to still get the same bullshit and then also get curved.
Yeah.
You're paying money to get curved.
Yeah.
To get let down. $20 for disappointment.
I feel like they open the floodgates on it a little bit. Sometimes, like, I'm on it, but then sometimes I see people on it. I'm like, how'd you get on here?
Wait, this is why you need to have video, because that was a good face. And that would have hit on TikTok.
How have you been on her show yet? Her single Red Flag show?
I've been as a friend, but not as a single, because I don't need that in my life. I'm already dealing with enough. Like, I'm already presenting my mess on my own. I don't know if I need to do it in a dating style.
At the Bell House.
the Bell House, the actually respect.
Yeah.
I was doing this show called Sid Got Game, where my friends either do stand up or give me advice. And the advice is more about like having confidence, believing in myself, making right choices, like romantically, but not, it doesn't just have to be dating.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, I'm goofy. So it's just so hard for me to come across as like, yeah, you should fucking talk to me. The fuck?
But I feel like you have such a powerful presence about you. Like,
in another life, you're a CFO. I believe that.
I'm a CFO of mess. That's what I am.
Sid, what is a boys club that you're not a part of?
The sneakerheads.
Good one.
The sneakerheads.
Yeah.
They are like the lines that I see out there.
It's crazy.
These lines, these multifaceted lines of the same type of dude.
Yeah.
And the jacket. It's going to be a print. It's going to be, there's texture on the, there's more texture on the jacket than their personalities. But they love, and they are spinning $1,000 on a sneaker.
And they look the same as the $150 ones.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But and don't talk to them about these things. They will fucking square up.
Yeah.
Sock
people
you
are
in the jaw.
Serious about the shoes. Yeah. Do you like sneakers, period? Do you care
I
for
I think they're cool. I do see like the personality that comes with these different type of Kith sneaker or Supreme, or you know, and also I grew up when Jordans was like such a there was a huge boom in Jordans, and so you know, people will wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go all the way to Foot Locker before it would open, and we're there with our parents, and they're about to swipe their cards for these freaking Jordans, these 13s or whatever. And like, this is like a marker on how cool you are. Mm-hmm. So I do get, like, I am not a sneakerhead, but I was a part of that time where people were like, we getting up early in the morning, we gonna get the real drop, you know?
Yeah.
Now people are adults and have dignity, and they're like, we could do the drop at 5 p.m. It's okay. They're gonna leave their jobs early to go get, if they even have jobs, and then get the sneakers, but we would get up early. And, you know, when you're a part of this group, you think you're so cool. You're like, these sneakers make me. People yeah. realize, hey, I don't know if there's food in your house, but you have enough money for fucking these sneakers.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody told us, maybe it was her friend Iman, said that like a lot of people in New York treat sneakers like their car
mm-hmm.
since they don't drive. So it's yeah. like all about like keeping it. That's the thing about like New York though. I'm like, these are going to get dirty in 2 seconds.
Whenever I see a man with some clean sneakers, I'm like, where's the body?
Yeah.
That means you
got a toothbrush to it.
A hell of a job. Yeah. But the thing is that also I'm like, you're kind of a little bit on the spectrum to keep these shoes.
To keep them that immaculate. Because
then the way you're doing something is not like the normal. We're pretty like loose and
yeah.
I'm gonna kick something and ooh, I got a whole scuff. That's my fucking, that's $1,200 down the drain.
Oh my God.
But like these guys, they're like, they're going to certain places
yeah.
where you're like, the sneaker's not gonna get touched because we're gonna go around other guys that are so, you know, overzealous about these sneakers that nobody's gonna kick each other.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be a calmness that we all respect.
Yeah. Are these people not stepping in shit? Because I'm right? stepping in shit.
When's the last time you stepped in shit, though?
I gotta tell you something. There's something yellow on one of my
shit in such a long time.
Okay,
you know?
I've only stepped sat.
After the yeah. lesbian march.
We went to the dyke march.
Thank you. After
that. We went to the dyke march. Shut up.
I sat in shit right up.
We did. We went with a bunch of friends for Pride, and you did sit in shit.
And there was shit on my shoes, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Which felt right. It was like, yeah, I'm this guy, I don't totally belong here, and like now I'm sitting in jet.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah,
the Dykes
and Washington Square Park. Don't go there.
No, Washington Square Park again. Another monumental, like landmark. Remember that movie Kids came out. Kids. Oh, you don't even look it up. But it's a movie that this was. Chloe Sivan was in it.
Oh my God.
Put respect on that. Put respect on Chloe, because when the girls were like, I'm going to have a weird, interesting face, but like still be hot. They're doing that now. Chloe
yeah.
was that girl.
Yeah, true.
And act her ass off, but still be aloof about everything. Like,
yeah.
you're like, oh, she thirsty? She don't know what thirst is, but she's a real New York socialite.
Yeah.
Chloe Sivan, respect her. Like when you see her in things and they're like, yeah, she's good. You know, Chloe, she's good. No. She was in Kids, grimy, to the bone, dirty movie where someone has AIDS. Someone has AIDS.
Ugh.
Someone has a young person has AIDS.
Whoa. I thought I'd seen all the AIDS.
No, 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 no. And they did it, and they were like, it had nothing to do about somebody being gay.
That's like Rent.
That's like
Rent. You know Rent's about straight people. That's fucked up.
Ridiculous.
I think that that's kind of like, we need to address that.
The way they duped us with that. What the fuck?
That feels like musical gay erasure.
Yeah.
Come
on. It's fucked up.
Let them be gay.
But yeah. I'm not saying that everybody who watch Kids, but this is what I will say. Art, like this was like artistic lens of like of the time, and where people are like, I don't care. We're putting it out there. We got the script. We're getting these people up and coming, and it just like, this is what it's about. Yo, we got the camera. We in these spots. It's nasty. It was like what Euphoria thinks they're doing.
Yeah.
And it was like so authentic visually. We can't do that no more. We can't. Everything just looks so like pushed and pressed and like, ooh, you really thought, like you was really thought you ate with that, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what I meant. Like, this is what I grew up with. And so I'm going to always be, now I feel bad for, now I understand our parents or people before, and then they were like, man, it was such a good time. Like, yo, you probably was right. We just didn't know it was a good time. You know what I mean? They had a good time and they were talking about bell bottoms, but I guess, you know, dungarees were like the thing, you know, but I don't know. I just wish that we, but there was like sneakers in that movie as well, so to bring it back to sneakerheads. But yeah, I really wish I was a part of that because one, you got to have the money.
Yeah.
You can't be poor being a sneakerhead.
No, those, I'm amazed at how expensive they are. Somebody showed me a pair of, what are those red? I think they were maybe Kanye's shoes of some sort.
Not Yeezys.
I don't think they were Yeezys, but they were like Red October, maybe? Mm. Does that sound right? Boys at
that
Home.
That does sound right.
Let me know. But they were like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, thousands.
That's crazy.
Thousands of dollars for sneakers.
I got in late. I'm not a sneakerhead, but I have four pairs of Nike Blazers because they make me feel a little mass.
Yeah, a little mass.
I walk a little tall in them, yeah.
Yeah.
And wait, are they? They're probably on ASOS too.
Oh, so you don't $75.
Yeah. I love that. It's so good. Yeah.
Because it's like they're gonna get shit
on them.
I got
them so. I will be stepping in shit and also sometimes something that's yellow that I don't know what it is. It doesn't smell bad, so it's fine.
Well, also, like, I don't know about you guys, but I wear through my sneakers so much quicker here because we're walking so much.
No. It's because the ground is a bully. The streets are the biggest bully that I've encountered.
Covered in some sort of residue that's got to be just like eating away at everything.
Oh, yeah. I have these pair of boots that I got from Revolve last year or maybe the year before that. Let me tell you, these shoes have been through it immaculate. Wow. And I have not met a shoe that can do what it has done because I wear these shoes out. There's probably so many comedy pictures of me in these boots, these like
the
snakes. They're like snake skin, like
hot
knee high. They're so good, but that shoe, bury me with it. Bury me with them because they're gonna last. They're gonna last till I die. I can
what
feel.
What brand
it.
Are they? Why is this?
I don't know. I'm gonna find out. But
shout
it's on Revolve.
To Revolve.
Revolve. It Revolve. It feels like an MLM at times, but it is. They have some good brands on there.
Are you on Sense? SSENSE?
Again, you have to have money for some of these cults and these like.
I haven't heard Revolve in like. My first ever girlfriend was like super wealthy and she would spend like. She would get drunk and spend like thousands of dollars of her parents' money on Revolve.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just get all kinds of nice stuff.
It's a certain type of girl that goes at Revolve and you're like. Oh, she's gonna
have shoes apparently.
She's gonna have a thigh gap and she's gonna be like, oh my god, lattes. Matcha latte. Like it's certain girls that like love Revolve. But yeah, I would like I also would love to be in this, it's not a boys' club, but it's the clean aesthetic group.
Mm.
These girls that are like slick back hair and clean nails or French manicure or like just everything is ironed and crisp and clean. Like that's, they have a club. The clean girl aesthetic has a club.
They have a velvet scrunchie.
They're, I would love to just have a purse that is not a mess. I just would love to have my eyebrows go all in the same direction. I want that for myself. I want to like drink something and it doesn't spill on me. Those girls do that and they all hang out together and they take their pictures and they look a certain way on TikTok and Instagram. I just want to live that life.
It takes so much time to worry about that shit that like you have to like have enough money and extra resource and time to worry about that kind of shit.
It's all money.
And then it's all that you.
It's all money. Yeah. Everything is connected to money and it's like, whoa. Yep. But I will tell you when I had money because when I was a waitress, I was making so much money, but because I was coming from a background of not having money, I was so manic with it.
You're describing my coworker, whose name I'm going to say. was like, that man's rent is $4,500, and he does not have that. I do not know how he makes rent every month.
What?
Yeah, he's always got, his eyebrows are getting done. He's always very, but I think it's this thing where he's like never had money. Now he has money, so he's going to like spend all of it. It's like, you don't have to. You could also save it.
But also, fuck saving money sometimes.
I know.
Cause it's like, wait, you see these people saving money and they're so like penny pinching and stuff. And it's like, what are you doing? You can't take the money with you.
I know. I like am trying to also live by the, maybe this is some false hope, but I feel like I'm like, I would rather spend it now and just hope that eventually I will have more.
Spend that fucking, you're going to get Nico. You're going to get it. You're really good at what you do.
Oh, thanks.
But the problem is that you,
I'm trans.
I feel like you. No, wait. Oh, my God. Wait, cut that up and make it seem like I said trans. And
I would never. Is you're trans.
No, no. You're, no, this is, it's a great market for trans folks right now.
Yeah, famously a good time.
And, but I do feel like you kind of just like, kind of not care about things to like, and just do it. But we want to impress our peers.
Yeah.
We want to impress our peers, but our peers are not buying tickets.
Yeah. It's hard because, like, also with spending money and stuff like that, I feel like I'm now becoming more conscious of, like, oh, fuck. Like, if I go to fancier events or fancier places, like, I need to dress better. And it's like, well, fuck, I don't have the money to, like, act like I belong here unless I spend it, I guess. But I just hope it comes back.
I just want you, I just want every, and we would talk about, like, the old money, like, thing. You will never look like you belong. I don't care what you got on. I don't care how you know which fork to pick up. They know that you don't belong. They just know.
Yeah.
They, like, they'll ask you questions where you're like, oh, shit, they caught me.
Yeah.
Because when they start, what school did you go to? Whoop. That. If they ask you that question, you out the game.
Yeah.
Do you know such an, you don't? You're out the game. Like, it doesn't matter. You, people are so caught up in, like, I got this fucking Lila Poloni or something. There's this long fucking name that's like, it, you don't know the brand, but like if you say it, you're like, oh shit. It doesn't matter what things you have. They are going to ask you the questions to call you the fuck out. That you're like, oh, you didn't go to this private school. You don't know this boarding school. You didn't go to this. Your mother didn't do this with her, like, extracurricular activity. Like, they just
Pretty
know.
Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts kind of vibes.
Yeah, so it's just like, go to the fucking restaurant, wear your dirty jeans, get the fucking...
But not Peter Luger's, because we always wanted to go there, and we recently realized we don't want to go there anymore. We don't think it's what we thought it was.
Did you... Wait, you haven't gone?
We've never been.
Apparently, it's lost some of its
We its found a zero-star review, and we're like, well, then we're not going.
That's all you need. Sometimes you're so obsessed with something, and you're like, that's my crush, that's my crush, that's my crush, that's my crush. And then you go to the Reddit, and the people are going, they're slaughtering your crush, and you're like, yeah, I wasn't that interested.
Yeah, we'll pass. Yeah. We're going to go to Balthazar instead.
Yeah.
Carbone. You've been to Carbone.
Carbone, Drake. ruined it for all of us. You're like, you go to Carbone, you're like, you're basic.
Yeah.
Literally, with my parents, almost picked a restaurant based off Demois. I was like, someone went there on Demois.
I'm surprised you read through the caption that long to figure out where they went.
Listen.
I just look. I'm like, who's in New York? New York, New York, New York. It's like most people.
No, the thing is that the people who are going to cool places, they're not going to tag where the place is.
Mm-hmm.
They might not even take a picture there because they're like, I don't want to ruin this place.
Yeah.
This is sacred to us.
I know.
And you have to gatekeep.
Yes.
You have to gatekeep. It's unfortunate, but like if I could gatekeep Marie, I would. I would gay because now all these people are like trying to talk like her and be her friend. And I'm like, you don't even know what you fucking have. And now it's gross. But I want her to thrive. So I need her to have these people and followers, whatever. But like, I would gatekeep my most special friends.
Yeah.
Because no, I don't. You're going to ruin them.
Yeah. Because it's like not just anybody should.
Yeah. You were for the streets, you fucking bastard. Like, no, I don't want you to infiltrate my really good friend who's like naturally funny.
She is electric. She's so funny. We tried to get her on a boys club show early in our, it must have been right after you did it.
We came to Sunday
at the Knit to be like, you haven't answered her name, so we're asking her.
No. Crazy. She's the person you got to pull up on her. You got to pull up on her. Because she is like, oh, yeah, no, girl, I don't read nothing. I was just like, podcast, why would I? No, I don't want to leave my house. Like, she's one of those people. And people were like, you know, I met Marie like 8 times. She still doesn't remember. I'm like, you cannot take it personal, but also, you're not interesting. Like, I don't know what to say.
The first time she came to a show and was like, oh, hey, Nico, I was like, oh, my God, I made it. I made it.
She said your name?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I was floored.
She does not do that. It's always the Devil Wears Prada. I'm fucking whispering in her ear. That's such and such. For her to know, because she's constantly like deer in headlights. Like, this person spoke to me. Who the fuck is that? I'm like, girl,
like,
this
that's
person.
That's the president
like,
of CBS. Yes, get it together.
Or no, girl, that person gave us like a 300 $300 like tip in the bucket one time when we were at Karma Lounge. Like, you gotta remember.
That's so funny. Okay, should we do our last question?
What's a boys club you wish to see in the world?
I want a boys club of people who are like, we could be wrong.
Oh. Yeah.
We could be wrong.
Yes.
There's not this group of people who are like, unfor sure. Well, they're called women, but no, I'm just like unfor sure in the sense it's like, I'm going to say something. You might say it's wrong. You might be right. And we move on.
Yeah.
I hate these people who are like, I'm going to battle to the death of it to prove. I'm not proving shit. Okay. I had a viral video of people like, because I said, like, New York is the greatest. Stop saying that it's too much money. Like, stop saying that it's dirty. I don't care on this dirty, nastiest. I don't care on 9/11 and a fucking Hurricane Sandy. We are better. We are better than your town.
We are stronger than the storm.
We are better. 9/11 could not happen anywhere else. What landmark do you have that a terrorist is like, we are going to blow this down. It's not happening. It could 9/11 could never happen in LA.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you have? The Hollywood sign, bitch?
Yeah. The Griffith Observatory.
Hotel Marmont or whatever the fuck.
The Scientology building.
You have nothing. You have nothing for us. Like, the closest would be DC. That's it.
Yeah.
But like, y'all, Florida? Florida.
Yeah.
Florida. What the Disney World, bitch? They got one of those in Paris. And also, they have one of those on the West Coast. Like,
this is so dark. After 9/11, I was like, I don't know how old I was, but my mom worked at the tallest building in Philadelphia. And then she got a new job at the second tallest. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Thank God.
And
thank
someone
God.
Should have been like, you know, they took two of them.
Yeah.
Just, they took one and two.
I love your joke you have, though. That was like when people were freaking out in Philly after post 9/11. You're like, well, we would be so lucky.
We'd be so That's so funny. That's so funny. But the thing is that what I will say, right? Not like, oh, we need these catastrophes to happen. But when it does, yo, my city puts the fuck on. Do you hear me? New Yorkers, the most resilient. Mm-hmm. They will make fun of anything when at the worst of its, like, we just intrinsically know how to make things better, that I just feel like no other place can do that.
Yeah.
You can't do it. And so they're fighting. They're fighting in the comments about New York. And I'm like, you know who's not fighting about? A fucking New Yorker. Because we're too busy living life. We're too busy fighting for our life on the M54. Going crosstown, bitch. Like, get
what
out of here.
What even is that?
Like, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. And that's the good thing about being in New York. There's places you just don't know. You don't know. You've never been. But let me tell you. In Wisconsin, you know where everything is.
Yeah.
Because it's small and we all know the people by their first name.
When people go on vacation and I'm like, have you been to Cobble Hill? I was like, that could be a whole weekend, I'm sure. We have so many places to go.
Yeah. And there's so many different people. And like, I'm getting a New York tattoo because they're just and people are like, you're not well traveled. You're not. I have a passport, bitch. And I used to be a bottle waitress. We was traveling, ho.
Yeah.
We was out here. Mintz was telling us to go places that I don't even know how to pronounce or spell. So I've been places. I'm telling you with my chest, New York, the greatest place on this earth.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not originally from here, but I have always felt like it was like unquestionable that this is the best. And I also, like anytime I've been to LA, nobody's doing it like New York.
They're not. Okay. And if people want to get international, like, have you been in this beat? The Maldives, how you pronounce it? The Maldives, Maldives, whatever.
We don't know.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. Beautiful. I think it's, you know, like near Thailand or something. I don't know the geography.
I have no idea where it is.
Geography, I don't know. And that's I'm in that group of like, I don't know everything. I don't know. But I will tell you, you cannot be gay, and you cannot bring a vibrator or a dildo. Fuck that place. That place is not the greatest place, because why can't I bring my toys, bitch?
Agreed.
Why can't I be gay? Why can't I be gay there? Oh, I can't be gay there? I don't need to be there.
Yeah.
I don't care how blue the waters are or how clean the sand is. Your place is trash.
Wait, gay is a crime?
It's a crime.
We can be arrested.
No. If I go have one of those little huts with a girlfriend, I would have to be like, this is my cousin, and we're like family, and we don't want each other.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
We have to quietly fuck each other. But like, do you go through like TSA or whatever? If you have a dildo or it's no.
No. Lawrence v. Texas, 2003. Not. We can fuck in our own houses.
Yeah.
In the United States.
Yeah. Jeez. So it's just like, there's places that won't even allow me to be me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm going to be me in New York. Yeah. And I'm going to love it. Yeah. I'm going to love it. And you know what? They're going to have some random exhibition that makes me think that I'm in another country anyway. I'm going to go there.
Yeah. I feel bad about being fruity and stuff in New York versus Chicago. I mean, from Chicago. And lovely place. I do. When you, even Philly in some ways, it's like you're very aware. It's like I walk in, it's like, yeah, my nails are done because I know how to make an appointment. Like, whereas here, it's like that is just like the least loud thing ever. Like, it's just so, I don't know. Even like, I think straight men know what to do with gay men more here than in like other places.
Yeah.
It's more just like, yeah, it's New York.
Yeah. It's so much. Yeah. Like, that's another thing too. Yeah. Talking about like traveling and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I can't even, like, there's so many places I'm just never going to go because I'm like, I'm not taking a chance.
No.
I'm not going to, you can die here from this stuff. Like, I'm not trying to take a chance,
but
go somewhere
Nico,
else.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look great.
Thank
and
you.
It's, I like, I want to say I'm trying to be better, like, well, more like well-versed in like just the trans life, just like my trans friends. And cause I like, I'm not in it. And I rarely talk about it because it's like, that is not for me to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't, That's the problem is that everybody's trying to talk about everybody else's experience. Talk about show shit.
Yeah.
But I do feel like seeing people like you and Patty Harrison and Nori Reed and it I don't even think about like y'all being trans. I just be like, those are funny fucking people. They dope. They make comedy better. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. That's really
so it's like I don't from because of living in New York, I'm not labeling people by like these things. I'm like, what are you bringing to the table other than being like black, trans, gay, whatever? I'm like, can we shoot the shit and fucking laugh and you do bits and tell me about stories or crazy things? That's assets to me.
Yeah.
Everything else is like, cool, whatever, you know?
Yeah, totally. I 100% agree. Yeah.
I all of that to say, like, Nico, I think you could go places and they wouldn't know.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. It's funny. Oh, my God. I literally just had a show recently where there was a bunch of soccer moms I was talking to before. We knew we had some, like, mutual connections anyway. We were chatting. Mm-hmm. And then they saw my set. And then afterwards, they came up and they were like, oh, my God, you do pass. We had no idea.
Oh, my God.
I was like, thanks, ladies.
They're
this is
sweet.
What I do it for. Of course.
Yeah,
I know.
Susan's sweet.
It made me laugh so hard. I was like, that's great. Sometimes you got to see it live to really know what you're dealing with.
Yeah. But again, another group of people who just, like, we're so harsh on people. It's
no,
they
totally.
Don't know. They don't like. They don't mean no harm.
Yeah,
you know the people who are being malicious.
That's like, another thing. Going back to like our people being so chronically online conversation mm-hmm. It's black and white. It's like you either have all the right things to say or you're evil. Like those are the only options. It's like people like that. It's like they were kind and they had good intent with what they had to say to me, and they were very generous to me, and they were very nice. And like, you know what I mean? It's like it's so much bigger than just like, do they know every word they're supposed to say?
And do you know these bitches got money? And when you do another show, they gonna get the whole fucking van of these bitches and pull up to your show.
Yeah,
and that's who I need.
And they're gonna have a great time.
I need these. I can't. Yeah. I'm tired of the people like. So can you put me on a comp list? No, bitch. I'm not putting you on a comp list. I need these. I need these tickets.
We need.
I need
you
to run these tickets.
Seats.
I need the buses. I need the money. I need the money.
The comp list is full.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for coming. We've already taken up so
much
of your time.
Yo, we really. I'm acting like I have nothing. I am packed day, but I'm like, wow, this couch is nice, and we're really just vibes.
You're historically the most important person in the boys' club history. Yeah, truly.
You bringing it back, I'm like, you know what? I did what I could for the community. I did.
You did. You were our stamp of approval.
Thank
you.
It was great. It was great. I kept my coat on. The photos were beautiful, and I was like, you know what? They're going to go far.
Yeah.
And I told Marie, I told all the – I was like, you should do their show. It is good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And I knew I was like, if we go and Sydney's there, she might say she had fun and then Marie will come.
No, people ask me, they're like, hey, I know you do all these fucking shows. Is this good? And so and sometimes they'll be like, well, Sydney, you're like nice and you'll be like, something's good. But I'm like, no, I know you. I'll let you know if it's good or not. But y'all are really funny. And like comedy is becoming so... I don't even know what to explain it, but you guys are being authentic and not trying to be like somebody else. And that's the best thing you can do in this world is be yourself.
I agree.
Beautiful. That's how we close.
Before we wrap up, do you want to plug your socials or anything?
Go on, see me at Instagram, Justyd, BW, JustydBW. I'm a work in progress in TikTok because I'm an adult and I don't care for TikTok, but I am on there, JustydBW20. And then I'm never on X or Twitter or whatever, so none of that matters. But yeah, follow me on Instagram because, you know, these metrics, they just really need more vapid fans. And
yeah.
I just told y'all how much I respect you. But if you can be a slut and be on my page and say how amazing I am, I would love that.
Yes.
Because my ex is watching.
No way. So get in those comments.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. We'll get out of here in a smooch. 1, 2, 3. What's up, boys at home? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Boys Club. Connor, where can they find you on Instagram?
At Connor Janda, C-O-N-O-R. Janda is panda with a J.
And you can follow me at Nico Carney, N-I-C-O-C-A-R-N-E-Y. You can follow us both at Boys Club Comedy on Instagram. And we have a live show.
Our live show is at Club Coming, typically on the last Friday of the month. And it is always the two of us and some of our favorite funny people. And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, often people from the podcast. So come check those out. If you live in New York, we'd love to see you there. Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.